Hey, what's going on? It's Bruno Gama here, founder of the Dads on Fire Projects. Welcome back to one more episode. The question that I have for you today is, what types of proteins work best for fat loss? Okay, and as you probably know, protein is one of the macronutrients that we have. We have carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, and all of them are extremely fundamental, essentially, for a good health, okay? Today, just let's go over protein. Now, protein, as you have heard, I believe, is the building block for your body. Like, your muscles are made mostly from protein. You need to have amino acids to go through detoxification. There is several chemical reactions that depend upon protein, amino acids, okay? So, just keep in mind that protein is very essential. Now, the reason why protein works very well for fat loss, in fact, is something called satiation, okay? What does that mean? Well, all these macronutrients, the carbs, the fats, and the protein, they have different levels of satiation. It's going to be keeping your body satisfied for longer period of times or for shorter. And when you're trying to burn fat, you want to make sure that you keep your body satisfied. And protein, they make that. But here's the deal. Not all proteins are made the same. And that's the big mistake that I see a lot of dads making. They think that all proteins are the same when they are not. Okay, so let me tell you three things that you need to know here. Number one, related to proteins, bioavailability. Okay, bioavailability. What does that mean? This means simply the way your body is going to be utilizing the protein that you are consuming. Okay, and each food has different levels of bioavailability. For example, beef has a very, very high ranking into this bioavailability scale. You can actually Google this, okay, if you want to check it out much more. And when you compare beef to beans, for example, you'd see that beef has much higher bioavailability, meaning that your body is going to be using very, very well compared to beans. Okay, now that's number one, bioavailability. The second factor, though, is digestion. If your digestion is not working the way it should, you're going to be having problems, especially with these proteins that I just mentioned, the ones that have high bioavailability, because those are harder to digest, okay? Those are coming from animal source. It's not that animal sources are bad for you, but if your digestion is not working properly, you're going to be having difficulty in terms of digesting those foods. So what do? You work on your digestion. Those are the first thing that I do with my clients inside of the Dads on Fire project. VIP is actually, we focus on having a fire digestion. If your digestion is working like a fire, you're going to be getting all the results that you are looking for in terms of your nutrition. Okay, so that's the second point. And the third one, lastly here, is I want to give you some idea in terms of how much you should be eating for your bioavailable protein, okay? So for breakfast, for lunch, or for dinner, it doesn't really matter. What you're going to be doing is, you're going to be taking the palm, the size of the palm of your hand, closed, okay? I want you to imagine this right now in front of you, the palm of your hand, and this is going to be the size of the choice of bioavailable protein that you're going to be having for your meal, okay? And this can be coming from seafood, from chicken, from pork, from duck, from beef, from lamb, from whatever it is, the one that you're going to be choosing. But just make sure that you have at least, okay, the palm of your hand, the size of the palm of your hand. If you're trying to burn fat, you probably can even have a little more. So there we go. This is what you do in terms of protein. There is much more to be said. I just want to give you a little overview. Let me know what you think about it. Just go to BrazilianHealthNet.com. I would love to keep this conversation going. And don't forget to get your free video masterclass there. And yeah, go there, check it out, BrazilianHealthNet.com. We also have a free Facebook group. I don't know if you are part of. If you're not, you should be. Just Google Dads on Fire Tribe and it should come on your Facebook. All right? I'll see you on the next one. Have a great day. Until then, make sure to take action so that you can become a Dads on Fire. I will see you soon. Peace.